I think it was inspired by a true story.
Yes,
it
took place as lately as 2016.
Yes.
It's going on for quite a long time. Now people are in no mood to take things lying down. They have started to protest. Film is about that protest. Even last week, such a thing happened. Even last week.
In Hoshur.
Yes, in Hoshur. It goes on.
How much of it was fictionalized?
Most of it is true. And when you adapt anything into fiction, you have to do something here and there. That way it is fiction. But otherwise, the spirit of it and most of its content took place in reality. I have not altered them.
Is there a court order like that?
Pardon?
Is it reality like this? Go to the court?
They went to the court. Yes, they went to the court.
The High Court?
Yes, that
took place.
Pardon?
The High Court, as in the movie?
Yes, yes. They did go to the court. The court gave the verdict, but they didn't respect the court.
So, were any action taken against the police officers after this?
All the time. Even now in Sabarimala case, what is it? The court says
that's
women should
Supreme
go.
Court,
yeah,
yeah,
sure.
The Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court itself.
Even there is a law in India,
yes,
against the caste. Now the
yes
caste are there.
Yes, it's already there in the constitution. That's what
yeah
the law says.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yes. The court says open Kaveri to Tamil Nadu.
Yeah.
But the government does not. Even the government disobey court.
So there were no consequences after all these actions, no consequences for the responsible?
In reality, they have filed a case, contempt court
fight
case.
At the moment.
No, pardon?
They're fighting now, but they...
Yeah, yeah, it's fighting, going on. But again, so even if such a court verdict comes tomorrow, the same thing is bound to happen. The disrespect. Because they have got the backing of the caste Hindus. They have the power.
Yeah.
They are behind every power.
I ask why you decided to make this film?
This film. I have been making a lot of documentaries. I often go to the villages, and when I go to the villages, I used to ask the people, what are your real problems? Because we read their problems in newspapers, but when you contact them, they say different things. I thought they would say that we lack some fundamental facilities. We lack transport, I mean we lack good roads, we don't have hospitals, we don't have schools, because these are all the facilities which they are lacking. But I was surprised when they said, we want graveyards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they have schools or hospitals, but every time when somebody dies in the community, they suffer this humiliation.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, we want graveyards, we want burial grounds, we want crematoriums. That is more important to us. I was shocked. I never thought that they would come up with such a request.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that I should do a documentary on that at the time. But after that, I read so many incidents like this. So I thought that I should make it into fiction. I give importance to the emotion, not just to the bad facts or reality. That's why I made a film.
So the names of the villages and all, is it just
yes,
fiction?
Yes, that's altered. That's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's
okay.
Not the same. Different names.
So in a problem like this, like how much is it purely a casteist problem, and is there any personal vendetta between two groups of people there, or is it purely casteist problem? Is this?
It's purely casteist. Purely casteist. Personal vendetta is also there due to caste problems. It will also be there, but it is purely casteist.
But the caste is also related to the land and the politics,
yes,
and so it's not. I mean, it's power, it's the control.
Yes, there's a shot of the temple there, because the temple has a lot of properties.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower caste people are barred from entering the temple, because once they enter the temple, they will start controlling their property.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want them
yes
to enter. That is the real thing.
Yes.
Not that they're impure or
yes. Yes.
Yes.
The real thing
yes
is,
yes,
in every temple they have got huge property.
Yes.
And the casteist people are there enjoying it.
Mm.
Once these people enter, they will start climbing that property also.
Okay.
So when you say, oh, the people in the village told you graveyards is the thing they're most concerned about, do they want, like this character mentioned, maybe wanting to be buried in the same graveyard?
Yes, yes.
Is this what most of the people want?
Yes, that's it.
To?
That's it.
That,
yeah, that is equality, isn't it?
Yeah.
One for the Dalit, one for the upper caste.
Yeah.
That is not equality. Mm-hmm. Everyone should be buried, sir. Everyone should be cremated in the same place. Mm-hmm. That is equality, isn't it?
Yeah.
That should be the final goal.
Final
not
goal.
A separate crematory. Mm-hmm.
Do you feel it's the underlying reason why this caste system can't be eradicated?
It is a mindset.
Yeah.
It is a disease. It is in the DNA of Indian psyche.
What is in the religion?
Racism? But why
yes.
Racism isn't
racism,
yeah.
Yes.
So it's
yes. What is
yeah,
caste system?
But
is racism
elsewhere?
I don't know what say recently. I mean, Hinduism is with the caste. Point finished. So,
yes.
If you accept the Hinduism, you accept the caste.
But so many people within Hinduism,
yeah, it's
they
not.
Are also revolting against it.
Yeah, of course.
Not that every Hindu is a casteist, but every casteist person is a Hindu.
Yeah.
Not every Hindu is a casteist.
Yeah, that's true.
But everyone who wants supporting casteism is a Hindu. But unfortunately, the casteism is also spread to other religions.
Exactly. I mean, there is a church, I
yes.
don't know where, I'm very bad with direction, but in Pondicherry,
yes.
and it's written it's a Brahmin Christian church.
Yes, that's right. They also have
so,
a graveyard now.
Yeah.
Dalit Christians are not allowed to the caste Christians. Even in Islam, is there. See the barber community in Islam.
Is
in
the human.
Yes, they are not at par with the others. But
so, in your research, did you find that it's a very South Asian character?
This one.
Casteism, and to that extent,
yes.
percolating in every single way. I mean, of course, there is some kind of a difference in everywhere, like, you know, that some group does something and another group does something. But to actually translate into, you know, untouchability, allowing them to use the same path, is this a truly entirely South Asian?
This kind of untouchability is not everywhere. But wherever
yeah.
we Indians go,
yeah, South
we
Asian.
Also carry our castes.
That's
yes.
true.
Take this
yes.
yeah.
to Canada,
very South
to
Asian.
UK,
yeah, that's true.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
It's there. Mm-hmm. In the US.
Yeah.
It's there. You can say that Dalits are not, in workplaces, they are together. But when they have something in their house, they are not invited.
Mm.
They are
wow.
colleagues. They are colleagues in the office.
Yeah.
But not in the
this is even in the cities.
Not
in
the social life.
This is even in the cities.
Yes, in the cities also. As uh-huh. what I'm saying, the US.
Oh,
this is a city everywhere.
Even,
in the US,
even,
US is
even,
a city. This is in
outside
Canada.
Outside, I can. In Chennai would be harder.
Yes, it is in Toronto.
Mm. Why
in
they
Toronto.
Can, why they cannot use the shoes? Which one is the?
Which way?
Which community?
The, yeah, they mentioned. They mentioned
the
lower caste cannot
lower
use the
caste
shoes.
Cannot
like
use
that.
The shoes. Why?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they feel proud. The caste people feel proud that if somebody is shod and enters, then they are disrespecting him.
But it was the same, no? For
yes.
a longer time, the women could not wear blouse.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In front
yeah.
of the, so,
yeah.
you know, it
should not cover the upper
yeah,
portion
the woman
of
the even was yes. in the caste.
It was there in the late 19th century.
Yeah, in Nadar protested against it.
Sir, did you get a chance to screen some of these, this film in some of these villages that, you know, the upper caste had any chance?
Even making the film in the village was a very tough task. Yes, of course.
So no question
taking
screening
this.
It.
Yes, they are planning to.
Planning.
But see, when I entered the villages, and told them that I'm going to make a film. They rolled out their red carpet.
Okay.
I'm making a film.
Yeah.
But
when,
they
when
know
I told them that the
one?
Film is about this, then they said, don't
take out the carpet.
Please leave us in peace. Because this is going to create a lot of problems amongst us. So don't come here with this.
And this is Dalits who told you this?
No.
Even upper caste
people. Even upper caste people and also people who are with the, who are not, against all this, but they are afraid.
Yeah.
They are afraid.
So where are you shooting?
I shot the film near Andhra Pradesh. Uh-huh. I didn't tell them that. The condition was worse there also. But I didn't tell them. I told them that I'm making a TV serial. I didn't tell them that I'm making a film. Then they said, why are you coming here to make a TV serial? You have a lot of things to do. Then I told them that we have showed all the places in Chennai. Then they were all watching the shooting. And people were crying. Because they said, in a TV serial, women are decked with all the jewels and saris, and then they cry. Here people cry in different things. Then I told them different stories. But of course they were very helpful. Otherwise I would not have made this.
How long does it take you to shoot?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yes. So you had to be on site for 3 weeks?
Yes, here and there. It's there.
And the actors, are they stage actors primarily?
Yes. Because they are all trained actors. I already trained them and then took them there. Because I didn't do anything there. It was very difficult because I was very afraid.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People say I have made a very bold film, but I was very afraid at the time I was making the film. Any time, any moment, they could have stopped making the film. They could have snatched away the camera, they would have hurt us, they would have done anything.
Mm.
It was in a very precarious position.
Right.
After this film has been shot, have you had any repercussions?
Actually, I suffered a lot of problems with the sensor. The sensor,
oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sensor. Sensor board. They said you remove the song at the end of the film. Because that's a very hard-hitting song.
Yes.
So you remove the song and you do this, that and all that. And I had to fight with them. Finally, they gave me that UEA certificate, the universal certificate. I put only one condition. I won't remove anything. I won't mute anything. I don't mind getting the UEA certificate, so long my film is intact. Mm-hmm. So that's how I came out.
Okay.
And politically, because it's also, India, they sort of cover things like this absolutely as possible.
Because I have not made any mentioned any particular caste, so they couldn't do anything. Otherwise, I have seen this thing in so many festivals and so many screenings. Caste Hindus just walked out in the middle of the film.
Oh, oh really?
Yes.
Are they?
Just walked out.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Wow.
That has happened.
But this is where, like even in the cities you have observed that?
Even in film festivals.
Wow.
Yes.
Another thing,
because they said it's boring.
Of course.
Another thing I noticed is I felt there's a conscious attempt not to show the close-up of the so-called upper class people.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You just kept them a little bit.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, what was the main reason?
The reason is I wasted to say that casteism is operating in a very abstract manner.
Mm. Okay.
Because so many, everyone is casteous. The police is casteous. The bureaucracy is casteous. The lawyers are casteous. The people there are casteous. So why show a particular person in close up and say he is casteous?
Okay.
But the whole system is casteous.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I avoided close up.
Okay.
Throughout the film.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How did you fund it and did you manage to return? It sounds like you retained all your independence.
Yes, it's independent. I approached a lot of people and they said no. Then I started making the film with my own money. Then another friend came and helped me. That's how we finished the film.
And did you have wider support, like people at least were cheering you on to make it?
When I made the film?
Yeah, as you're making it. I mean, were people kind of morally supporting the idea or did a lot of people?
Yes. After the film is over, I got a lot of support. So Thirumavalavan, that Dalit Sridhar, he saw the film, he liked it. So many people have started liking it. And now many Dalit films also have come up.
Yes.
About the same time. But they said that this more hard-eating, uncompromising.
A Dalit activist group saying this?
Yes. Yes. So that support is there. They're supporting it.
So where do we get copies of the film?
Soon.
Would you like to support this?
Soon.
Are you planning to put it in Netflix or something like that?
Yes, I will approach Netflix. Yes.
Sir, are you able to get a release?
There was a limited release in Chennai and place around Chennai. Pariyar Perumal is mounted on a big scale and it is a very successful film and it's produced by Ranjit. So all this there.
But you are not able to get that in a wide release.
Yes, got limited release. I got only limited release.
In fact, next Monday we are going to show.
Yeah, Pariyar.
Interesting.
Many of the Dalit films show its honor killing. I mean, because it has got an attractive love angle to that.
Mm.
But Dalit problem is not restricted to honor killing. It is far beyond that.
Mm.
Could I ask, I mean, this is quite a hard-hitting film with the subject. Are you trying to actually educate people or bring awareness to them?
Yes, that's right.
But there's one big problem that also films can do, and that is that they can become a very nice film and we watch it and we discuss it and then we close it and then we go away and discuss it as if we're very extremely smart, but we don't actually do anything about it.
See, how many films you have seen on this subject?
Mm-hmm.
See, Tamil cinema started in 1916, nearly 100 years, but barely 10 films have shown like this.
Yeah.
So these films create awareness and it is a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yes, because we show triangular love, 30 films in a year, but we don't concentrate on any social subject.
Yeah. But maybe this could also be more educational.
Yes, yes. Actually, art cannot bring about a change immediately.
Yeah.
It can only cause action. It cannot do direct action. Art cannot do that. That's what I think. But it can create awareness. It can create an atmosphere, educate people through art. That's what art is capable of.
You have a making of video?
This film, making it.
Making of, yeah.
No. Because making the film itself was very tough. Make a video. I was not sure I would complete this film. While I was shooting, I was not very...
Bravo.
Yes.
Did this film refer to any other festivals like Eye of Fear or Eye of Fire or any other festivals
in India? Yeah, it went to Cairo.
In India?
In India, yes. Yeah, it participated in Indian Panorama last year. And after that, about 15 film festivals.
Yeah.
And it also won the Pondicherry Award,
oh.
Best Film Award, Pondicherry, last year. I mean, the award was given only this year. Yes. The man is there, Dr. Palani is here. This is my second feature film. I'm actually a documentary filmmaker. I've been making documentaries. I'm a second feature. So some people say this is also a documentary.
It is a docudrama style.
Intentionally
read it that
way. So what was the shift sort of mentally that you had to make shifting from documentary to drama?
Actually, as I told you, I wanted to do a documentary on this. If I had done a documentary, then I would have identified the oppressor and the oppressed by naming their cause.
Yeah.
And that's what all documentaries do. But I wanted to go far beyond that. I wanted to show this as a social stigma.
Yeah.
So
people leave
the system.
That.
So that can't be done in a documentary. I had to use fiction. That's why.
This is the first movie you made?
Second.
And why your choice to not to use tripod never?
Yes, no tripod, because everything is in a tumult.
Mm.
Tumultuous.
So that I wanted to bring that mode. Always handheld. To bring that unsteadiness, bring that kind of imbalance.
Yes.
So it is a conscious decision.
Yeah. A lot of Dalits who are oppressed like this, they are already into Buddhism in other parts like Kerala or other countries.
Yes.
Did you notice anything new?
Yes, it's there, but now even Buddhism is like that.
Yeah, it doesn't
change. Look at Sri Lanka. The genocide was conducted by Buddhists.
Or in Burma.
Yes.
In Burma.
In Burma.
In Burma.
Conversion is there, but Buddhism is low key. But not many people are even converting to Christianity. Not many people, many lower caste people were considered, converting to Christianity. That also is not taking place on a huge level. Yes. Because they want to stay within the system and they want to revolt against it. Because if they go away from this, nothing will happen. So they want to stay within this and do other things.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.